boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
It's funny, when you've lived in Cedar Rapids or you've been here before, you've heard somebody say, ah, it's Crunchberry Day.
Of course it is. It's a treasured thing here.
Mm-hmm. But what I've learned over the last couple years of living here is that it's actually Crunchberry Day every day. Not everybody knows that.
No, I guess I didn't. I mean, it makes sense that they're making it every day. There's just certain days that you can smell it more.
Or, yeah, you could smell a little bit more, or that maybe it's just like you happen to smell it at certain hours or something.
Yeah, the wind's blowing just right or something.
Right. And I love Crunchberry. I'll still say it's Crunchberry Day, right? It's just like you say it. It's iconic,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, and where I live kind of, I would say a little closer to downtown than I have ever before.
Yeah.
And I can smell Crunchberry Day pretty frequently, and I love it. I love being able to smell it. However, I have smelled something new today, and it was not Crunchberries.
Well, we are the, what, city of five smells?
And I am pretty close to Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
Not that. It was Cocoa Puffs. Oh my God. I have never smelled Cocoa Puffs in my entire life, and I've lived here for 10 years. But I don't know if it was because when I was outside taking the dogs out, it was around 9, 10 a.m., closer to 10, that it was super windy. And I don't know if I was getting a big whiff of it, but oh my God, it smelled like Cocoa Puffs and it smelled magical. I want it to be Cocoa Puffs every day. I want that hour to smell like that.
Dude, it sounds amazing, but that would be so dangerous.
Why?
For me. Because I would be like, well, I need something chocolate to start my day. I don't care if it's a piece of chocolate or a piece of cake.
Oh, God.
I mean, it'd start my day off right, but also bad because I would just eat bad.
I was just more frustrated that today was the day that I could smell Cocoa Puffs for the first time in my life of living here because today it was too cold to open the windows. I would have just opened up the windows and let that sucker get into my house.
Oh my
and
God.
Then when it started to kind of fade a little bit, shut all the windows. So then
it trap it in.
Yes! It's like a free candle, baby.
Dude.
That's what I would have done, but it's too cold. I would have been shivering. I would have been like, oh, it smells like Cocoa Puffs, but it's worth it.
Would have been kind of worth it, honestly.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Got a new TikTok challenge for you to try out when you get home tonight.
Okay.
And lucky for you, it's actually pretty simple. I keep seeing a lot of girls posting videos where they're saying they're trying to give their man the ick.
Wait, so we're going to ick them out?
That's
the goal. I just got to walk into a door and I ick half of the men out.
What? I'm talking about your man.
Okay.
So
I don't know if I ick him out.
Well, there's a lot of different outcomes, and I feel like it kind of tells you a lot about your partner, maybe whether you like it or not. Like, there are some girls who just start talking weird in like a weird voice or say like stupid stuff like skibbity riz and like dumb. Like,
oh my God, if he uses the word riz, brain that icks rot. Me out. So,
some people like call him stupid names. I saw one earlier that was like, hey, honey, bunches of oat monster head. I don't know.
Okay, I have it.
But sometimes I saw a couple of the guys being like, ew, stop it. Why are you being like that? But more often than not, the girl's like, he's so weird, he'll buy into anything that I do and he'll play off of it.
Uh-huh.
Which is what I think my boyfriend would do.
Uh-huh.
If I was being weird or, I don't know, just being goofy, talking weird, poking at... I love to poke at him. I think it's so fun. I think he would just play along with it.
Yeah, he literally... even this morning, he's going to the bathroom, doing what you can imagine, and I'm in there just having a casual conversation with him. Like, we don't ick each other out in any sort of way.
Yeah.
But the only thing I could maybe think of, but again, I still don't think it icks him out, is there's this one couple on TikTok. I cannot remember what the guy's name is, but the girl's name is Bryn. She's got red hair. The guy is a firefighter, and he's in the military.
Mm.
And what they do is they come up with these really long names for each other. He's like, my booty baddie Gumdrop Girlfriend. It's like really, really long names, and it goes off for like 30 seconds. And I'm trying to duplicate it for him. And I'll be like, ooh, my neighbor man, goofy butt, you know, all these things. But I can't do it. And he always, every time he's like, you need to work on that. Every single
time. So it doesn't even ick him out. He just thinks you're bad at it.
He's just all the time. He's just more like, you need to work on it. He's more just embarrassed, not icked. He's just embarrassed.
Okay. Well, I'll count that, I suppose.
Yeah, you would count that.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Thanksgiving is this weekend for my family, and I am going to absolutely ruin it.
I would hope that you could turn it around by then. It's only Wednesday.
No, there's no way.
Okay.
There's no way I can turn it around. Let me explain. My parents don't live here anymore. They have moved to Texas back in 2020. But my dad will sometimes make it back for Thanksgiving. I think this might be the first year that he won't make it back for Thanksgiving. At least that we haven't heard. And I think it's too late now to book a flight this rain.
Right.
So he's not going to make it back. So Saturday, it's just going to be the siblings, me and my sisters, and our significant others.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, and what I thought we all discussed was, it was just going to be board games, getting a little drunk, and eating some like chips and crackers.
Oh, okay? Yeah. More almost like Friendsgiving style. Yeah.
When I texted him, are we a go? They were like, yeah, I've got a turkey. I've got mashed potatoes. I've got that. And I was like, that's not what we discussed, guys.
Okay, you're doing traditional now.
Apparently, Taylor. So then my sister, my oldest sister, was like, okay, everybody needs to bring a side. So she's got the main stuff kind of taken care of. She's got the turkey. She's got the mashed potatoes. She had pumpkin pie. And then my other sister said that she was going to bring mac and cheese. And then I was kind of like, well, I don't know what else is remaining. The only two that I can think of that you can't have. I mean, there's stuffing, but not, most of us don't really care for stuffing. I'm sorry. We're that family. Don't care for stuffing. I'm sorry. we just don't care. So the only other things that I could think of that were remaining were deviled eggs and green bean casserole. That's the two things that I could think of that were left.
Yeah.
So I offered those. And I said, honestly, I'll just do whatever y'all tell me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately, my two sisters responded with, green bean casserole. Well, here's what you need to know about green bean casserole, is that my oldest sister, Amy, is known and is iconic for her green bean casserole. That woman has been making her green bean casserole for as honestly long as I can remember. Mm-hmm. So she moved out of the house. She's been making green bean casserole for Christmas, Thanksgiving, any holiday, you name it. I don't know what she puts into it, but it is different than what anybody else can make. It is so good. I don't know why she's not making it. She's hosting Thanksgiving. Why is she not making her own green bean casserole?
Mm.
Why is she telling me to make it? Fine.
Well, you volunteered.
I don't know why I did, Taylor. I feel so stupid, but I guess I'm going to do it. Here's the thing, and I know I'm going to ruin Thanksgiving, is that I have to now recreate my sister's iconic green bean casserole, and I've never asked her for the recipe.
Okay, you could, though, right?
That seems stupid. I don't know. It just seems dumb to ask her for the recipe. Hey, what do you do? I guess I could.
Well, that's what everyone's going to expect if she's been doing that for years.
But if I, okay, I know that seems too easy. I could ask her for the recipe. If I ask her for the recipe. And it's still trash. People are going to be like, oh, this isn't as good as, you know, Amy's. And then she's going to be like, well, I gave her the recipe. I don't know what she could have done wrong. But if I don't get her recipe, and I do something off of, I don't know, Google or Pinterest, then I have more of a cop-out, in my opinion. I'd be like, well, I'm sorry. I just didn't do Amy's recipe. I just got it off of Pinterest. Sorry, it's crap. Mm-hmm. I feel like that I could, you know, I could blame it on Pinterest. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I'm thinking. I already know I'm going to ruin it. Because if you know me, you know I can burn cereal. It's possible.
I know.
It's possible.
I don't know why you did this to yourself, to be
honest. Here's the thing. We all know that neighbor man can cook, so I'm really going to pass it on to him.
Well, then, oh my God, you're going to throw him under the bus?
Oh, wait, no, I'm making him cook it. Mm-hmm.
100%. I know. And when his isn't the same as your sister's, they're all going to be like, he doesn't fit in here.
She should break up with him. Mm-hmm.
It's not going to work out. Well, I got my Thanksgiving this weekend with my family. And I feel that I could be making a very big mistake.
Myself. Just like me?
Yeah, kind of. So,
are you in charge of a side?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let me explain.
Okay, go.
Because, you know, my mom takes care of the turkey. She does the mashed potatoes. My grandpa always brings the stuffing. Somebody takes care of corn. My oldest sister, Ashley, is known for her mac and cheese. She's done it for years. Everybody looks forward to it. And I had told my mom, like, hey, I think I want to bring this cooked carrot recipe I saw on TikTok.
Ew.
Stop it. Stop it. You're going to make me second guess everything.
No, just ew.
I've seen so many. I don't. I mean, obviously.
Healthy.
No, it's not. There's so much salt and stuff in it. But I'm getting all these videos on my For You page of people making like different sides to take to your Thanksgiving. And there's this one guy who keeps popping up. But it was a lot of recipes that are already taken care of. Stuffing, mashed potatoes, all these things. But then he had this cooked carrot, like honey mustard glazed carrots or something. And I was like, you know what? That sounds like something I want to take. It sounds impressive. It sounds good. And we normally don't have carrots at Thanksgiving. I want to do something different. So I asked my mom, like, do you think, like, do people in our family eat cooked carrots? Because I don't even know. I'll eat them. But, like, other people probably should, too. And she's like, yeah, but I didn't expect you to bring anything. I didn't think you would. I didn't think you'd offer. Because here's the thing. My oldest sister takes care of the mac and cheese, right? The rest of us three are, we show up with take-home boxes, and that's it. Okay? Mm. We don't bring anything to the table because we just don't have our lives together. But now I feel like I have to prove myself. I'm stepping up. I'm bringing a side to the Thanksgiving dinner, and now it has to be good because, like you, just scrunch up your nose and said, ew, carrots. Now I have to make sure they're amazing, and I don't want my first side to be like,
okay, I got so many
disgusting.
Thoughts. Number one, you know that if, and I say if, these turn out good.
They will, I hope.
You're going to have to bring something for the rest of your life.
Well, yeah.
You could have just been that child that no one thought could handle anything.
Well, yeah, but I'm 27 years old. Darn it. I want to make something.
And you want to keep doing that for 27 more years?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe we'll see.
Well, you have to once you do it after this year.
If they become infamous, then I want to be infamous for something.
Carrots.
Don't say it like
well,
that.
Well, it's just nothing screams sexy like carrots.
Don't ever ask for my carrots then.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Do we count this as the first snow?
No.
No?
No.
I mean, like, it's not really doing it right now, but not even probably, like, what, 15 minutes ago? It was flurrying out there. There was definitely snow falling, but nothing is sticking to the ground, which I'm not complaining about. I am not ready for it. I'm all about the Christmas, like, hanging up your decorations and stuff, but I'm not ready. I'm not ready to have snow on the ground.
No.
Oh, why are you saying it like that?
No. It does not count.
Until it sticks to the ground?
It counts when it sticks to the ground.
Okay.
That's my hot take of the day. I have a lot of hot takes.
Well, I think I agree with you. I don't think this counts. I'm still not happy about it necessarily because I hate, this is the worst kind of snow where it's like rain, snow, turns into slush, gross.
Mm-hmm.
Hate it.
You want to know another hot take that I had just two nights ago?
Hmm.
I finally watched A Nightmare Before Christmas. I've never seen the movie before.
Okay.
Just hear me out. And I feel like I can finally tell you whether or not it is a Christmas movie or Halloween movie.
I've never watched it either, so I don't know.
It's a Christmas movie.
I'm sure some people would agree. It's in the title.
I feel like everyone thinks it's a Halloween movie. They hardly hit Halloween in that movie. It is definitely Christmas. That's my second hot take of the day.
Okay.
I'm just ruining lives today.
I mean, anything else?
No, I'm done ruining lives.
All right.
That was fun.
Thanks for joining us, I guess. That was weird.
Let me restart.
Gee whiz. I don't even know what you just said.
I don't either. 'Tis the season to forget what you're saying and to be spending so much money that you forget what you're saying.
Yeah, and you forget what you're spending it on.
Mm-hmm. So if you're spending a lot of money, you're like, okay, I got to cut costs. I got to start saving money. And that's what we're talking about. What's your hack to saving money?
Call us and tell us about it at 319-200-1029. I feel like I got a little taste of this over the weekend, believe it or not. Your girl was smart with her money.
Well, that's a first.
For once. I am on a high because I saved so much money grocery shopping. Okay. Now, I feel like I've learned a lot over the last couple years about like the smart ways to grocery shop. I always make sure I have a list because if I go in there willy-nilly,
you're doomed.
I'm grabbing everything. I still sometimes will get like suckered into, I don't know, little piece of cake up front or
that's where they get you.
Oh man, do they get you. But I always have a list. I always try to plan out my meals for the week. But for the first time, I really paid attention to prices of items and being like, okay, just because that doesn't have a name brand on it or whatever, it's going to taste the same. Mm-hmm. So I was really picky about the stuff that was going in my cart. And my bill at the end of it from the week before to this weekend was half the price.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. And, you know, I live with two boys, so I get a lot of groceries. But it made such a difference that now I'm like, what else can I do? How else can I up my grocery game? I actually saw on Facebook, somebody said that they got into grocery pickup, and I know you've done it.
I love it.
But they say that that also helps with not grabbing like stupid stuff that you don't need.
It helps because if you're, let's for instance say you're looking for sharp cheddar cheese.
Okay.
And when you're in the pickup on your app, they'll give you all the brands of sharp cheddar cheese. And then from there, I can actually see all the brands, but I can see all the prices. And I just picked whatever was the cheapest. Versus when you're in the store, you've got the entire freaking aisle. And you've got more than just sharp cheddar. You've got all the cheeses. And you're just trying to narrow it down to sharp cheddar. And you're just trying to find the cheapest. When you're on the app, they give you all the sharp cheddar, and all you have to do is find the cheapest one. Mm-hmm. It's so much easier.
Well, and in the store, you got Sally Joe behind you. Like, you're like, oh my God, I'm in the way, because I can tell this person wants to look at the cheese behind me. So I think if I want to hit my ultimate form, I don't like it, but I'm going to have to try grocery pickup.
I do want to add one more thing to your, I think may reduce your bill a little bit more, is that you had said you get distracted by the little cakes and the candy in the front or whatever. I think you should be allowed to spoil yourself. I'm not going to lie. And I do allow that to myself. But I always tell myself to stick to the list, your grocery list. But I always allow myself one item that was not on that list.
Ooh.
One item. Because you don't know what the store is going to tell you that you need. But you can allow one item, whatever that is. Totally. And if your boyfriend comes with you, he can have one item as well. He gets one or you get one.
Between the two of us, we only get one?
Or he can have one and you can have one. Fine, whatever.
I gotta ease into this.
But one. And that is it. Not two. One. And that will save you. Versus, you know, if you were just willy-nilly, then that would be a lot more money.
Well, I do be willy-nilly right
now. You need to knock it off.
I'm like still the little kid that's like, Mom, can we please get the chocolate cereal?
God.
Except it's me, just to me. The most expensive time of the year, arguably. So we want to know, what's that hack that you've discovered saves you money and you swear by it? You can call us and tell us about it at 319-200-1029.
I grew up with this hack and it's just kind of like been a thing for me ever since my dad started this. But I remember there was a summer that we were kind of struggling with some money and my dad went a little nutty. As he should.
If there's one thing dads know how to do, it's save money.
They do. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. And he was like, we're going to unplug everything. And that man stuck to it. So we unplugged everything. After you got done with the toaster, the microwave, unplug it. After you're done with the TV in the living room, there's, you know, you have a power strip that like the TV's plugged into, the Blu-ray player, the Xbox, all those things were plugged into. Turn that switch on the back off.
Yeah.
It don't need to be on. Turn it off. Everything was unplugged. If it did not need to be plugged in or needed to be turned on, it was unplugged. Everything. And so that's just kind of how I've lived my life now since. But I actually had to ask my dad today, like, how much money did we end up saving from that? And he did the math and he said we only saved $10, which, you know what? $10 doesn't sound like a lot, but think about that. $10 a month, that's a latte. you know?
Well, yeah, and then you put it in like a year perspective, that's $120.
$120 that my dad saved us that year by just unplugging everything.
Dude, so I think somebody told me this once in my life too, and I'm fairly certain it was my own father as well. And I do it for some things still. Like, I don't use my toaster every day, so I leave it unplugged.
We do too.
But I wish I did it for everything. I just forget about it. Mm-hmm. But maybe I should.
I used the toaster this morning to heat up a bagel and put some avocado on it, and I immediately unplug it every single time. It's the stupidest thing, but I still do it to this day.
Do you do it with your, like, your TVs and stuff?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes. Everything gets unplugged. Now, I am a little stupid because I have, like, Alexa's at home, so she stays plugged in. There are things that I am stupid about, and I have Christmas lights outside, but they're on a timer.
Okay.
They do not stay on 24/7.
But they stay plugged in.
But they do stay plugged. No. They're on a timer, and then if I happen to remember, I do unplug them.
Wow.
Or I make Neighbor Man go out there, and he absolutely can't stay there.
I would pay money to see that.
Yeah, because imagine it's 11 o'clock at night, and I'm like, honey, and he's in his boxer, so I'm like, you got to go unplug it, because I'm nutty.
He's like, really, for that 5 cents overnight? Let's be honest. When you find that one way to save a little bit of money, there is no better feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been asking, what's your hack to saving money? You can still call us at 319-200-1029. What works for you?
I got two bank accounts. So when I get my check, I take some money and put it in that other bank account. And it's a savings account. So I don't got no ATM card or nothing. It just be in there. I can't never. Only way I can go get it if I physically go in the bank. And don't nobody physically want to go in there.
I mean, that's, again, laziness wins. Mm-hmm. If you have to go inside the bank to get it out, I'm not going out of my way to do that.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I was just telling you how my dad saved money as we unplugged everything. I mean, we could spend this whole show 3 to 7 p.m. me telling you all the ways my dad would try to save money. This man was a freaking genius, okay? He tried every little thing to save money. My parents got divorced at a pretty early age, so he was a single dad right away, just with us kids, you know? Yeah. So he had to save money. So he did all sorts of things. And one of my favorites are, you can't do it right now because it's a little too chilly, but I still do it to this day, is you take like a box fan, and you know how the fan blows one way, right? And you can feel the air. Well, you take the box fan, and the way that it blows air, you face that out of the window.
Okay, yeah.
So the air is actually, it's not facing.
It's not blowing into the room.
It's blowing out.
Yeah.
So it's actually blowing outside. So what it ends up doing is sucking all of that hot air in your house out. Because you know, the other side of the fan, which is not what you're feeling, is sucking it out. That was one way. And oh my God, our house would be so cold instantly. It'd feel so good. It'd take a little bit, but you know, it'd feel pretty good.
I would have never thought of that.
Oh my God. Another thing that we would do, and we didn't have central air for several years. So we had, you know, air conditioners that had to go into the window.
Yep.
And we only had two. So one got to go in his bedroom, and the other one we had in the living room. Because the bedroom was on one side of the house. So it kind of made sense for it to go in his bedroom. The other one made sense to go into the living room. But he was like, it's stupid to heat up the whole house or to air the whole house. It's stupid. So what he did is he was like, if this room doesn't feel like it needs to be aired up and it's stupid for it, we're putting a curtain up or putting a blanket up.
Yeah.
Because if they didn't have like a door. So for instance, in the living room was attached to the dining room and the kitchen. There wasn't a door. So what we did is we would nail up a blanket, because you don't need to air conditioning the living or the kitchen and the dining room. You're hardly in there. What's the point?
All right.
So we didn't do it. So you only air conditioned the living room and the bedrooms.
Why waste all that good air?
Exactly. Oh my God. It was I can't go on.
I just need your dad to come over to my house and point out like, nope, that right there. No. And
no,
tell me what to do.
Psst. What's up? Have you heard the news?
What's the D?
Well, I've been hearing that there's actually some gossip right now at the copier machine. I just walked past it.
What's happening?
Well, some people are here past five, and I was like, why are y'all here? Mm-hmm. It's 4 minutes. That must be some really good tea. Do you want to hear what I just heard, though?
Get it.
So here's what I just heard, is that one girl in the sales team is talking to another person in the sales team about our stuff, the wagon.
Oh, my God.
I was like, no way.
No way. We are water cooler talk.
I know, dude.
I've dreamt of this moment.
I know. What they're talking about is they're like, have you heard of those two girls who are pet lovers? I kid you not. I just heard that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, crap, I got to get on the air. Is it worth missing a break? I really wanted to hear what they were going to say. All I heard was, did you hear those two girls that are pet lovers?
Well, and then after that, it was probably, yeah, they're so weird. They like to do their show from the trunk of the Z1 and 2.9 station wagon.
To make a statement, to ask people to donate for Cedar Valley Humane Society.
Guess what? Spoiler alert. That's us!
We're those two girls that people are literally gossiping right now, 4 minutes past, no, 5 minutes past five, instead of going home mm-hmm. at the copier machine.
We want you to be part of this, by the way.
The gossip?
Be part of the hot, juicy gossip and the weird strangeness that Stuff the Wagon is.
Yeah, spread the word about us. Tell everyone.
Yeah, when you get to the water cooler tomorrow.
Tell them about us.
You got juicy tea because the next stop is coming up on Monday.
Yeah, and if you want to help out, get us trapped in the trunk a little bit more, we'd appreciate that.
100%.
Again, it sounds weird for us to say that, but we really do appreciate it.
We really do. So stop at the store tonight, this weekend, the next couple days, whenever. Grab a donation. It can be as big or as small as you choose.
Whatever you want.
Anything Cedar Valley Humane Society is grateful for, whether it's food or litter, toys, like flea and tick treatments. They have a massive list of needs, and we have that on our website at kzia.com. And it's on the Z1 to 2.9 app.
I see the lights are still on. I'm going to go back to the copier machine and see if they're still gossiping about us.
Yeah, what else do they got to say?
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I'm about to upset you.
Me?
And many others, I think.
Okay.
But this is not information coming from me, okay? And I don't necessarily agree with
all. Yeah, but you're the one speaking it out of your mouth, so I can't help but be mad at you.
Because I kind of want to make fun of how ridiculous this is. Okay, so obviously 'tis the season to get the Christmas decorations out. Maybe you already have them up. Maybe you've had them up since Halloween. Or you're waiting until after next week, which that's fine too. But I saw going viral that some interior design experts have revealed the holiday decor that they believe is tacky.
Okay.
And that you should avoid putting up in your home.
I don't care to, but all right.
Let me just, you know, get into this. They say if you're heavy-handed with green and red, it's gaudy.
Oh, great. I'm it.
That you should instead do sparkling neutrals like gold, silver, white, or copper. Or if you're going to be married to the green and red, that you should use more green as a base and just do touches of red. Boo. Green and red are the colors.
You let me know when I can go off on these
people. I'll just keep on going. I'll fire through these and then I'll let you have your explosion because I can feel it boiling. Mm-hmm. They don't like plastic wreaths or window stickers. They don't like cheap ribbons or tinsel on the Christmas tree. What else? Oh, this one really, really got me. Overpowering scented seasonal candles.
Don't walk into my house.
And then just like any, they're like saying no plastic Christmas trees. It should be a small, real Christmas tree. Go ahead.
It's my time now.
You go ahead.
Thank you. What in the what?
That's what I'm saying.
No. I will tell you this. I have two Christmas trees right now and I'm risking it for the biscuit. I don't know why, with my two kitties and the dogs. What, the one in the bedroom is aesthetically pleasing. It's the Hallmark Christmas tree that everybody loves, right? It's all it's a plastic Christmas tree.
Yep.
But it's pink. The ornaments are all pink and glittery and it's cute and aesthetically. It goes with the bedroom. The one in the living room, again, plastic. I'd like to say, is gaudy. And what I have been describing it as, it's what your grandma would put up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want. And I have decided that moving forward, that's how my Christmas is going to be spent. I want ornaments that remind me of my grandma or maybe somebody else's grandma or whatever it is.
We don't have to be related.
I'm just robbing ornaments from people's grandmas at this rate. That's what I'm doing.
Dude, I'm right there with you. And honestly, I would say that's, call it cheap, call it gaudy, whatever these professional interior designers say. I think gaudy is what's big on TikTok. That's what I've seen. People want the nostalgic mm-hmm. Christmas. They want the early 2000s, yeah. like crazy gaudy, like you said, grandma's house.
Yeah.
Christmas ornaments and decorations. And I'm like, you know what? That is way more fun. I can respect a Kris Jennerified, Kim Kardashian, aesthetically pleasing Christmas. I don't think that's my life.
I just bought an ornament the other day, and I'm like, I don't think my grandma had it, but it reminds me of a grandma, and that's all I care about.
Oh my God, I thrifted a like teddy bear Afghan like blanket, throw blanket, and I sent a picture to my mom. She's like, oh my God, I love it. I think your grandma had the exact same
Perfect.
One. And I'm like, this is what I want
this
out of
Christmas.
This is Christmas,
baby.
Yeah.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9. They're putting their fur babies and boyfriends to the festive test. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon's Christmas Boot Camp on Z102.9.
And we've been doing Christmas Boot Camp and giving you an update for the last couple weeks. And it's not even December.
My thought is maybe start early so we can end happy.
The whole point of Christmas Boot Camp update is so that Taylor and I can really take our animals through a boot camp and our boyfriends through a boot camp.
Yeah, that goes from setting up the Christmas tree
yes.
all the way through shopping and probably our Christmas celebrations too.
Exactly. However, today's boot camp update is not coming from me.
I don't see anybody else, so what's going on here?
The update is coming from Neighbor Man.
Okay.
A quote from him is, it's not going very well.
Oh, no.
Let me explain. This is what we had to deal with this morning. We have a new dog in our life. His name is Zaw, and he's a little puppy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how puppies are.
A little naughty.
Yes. But I have Christmas decorations all over the house. I have things on top of shelves. I do have things on the floor. I will tell you there's a gnome near the back door. Two actually. There's two gnomes near the back door. One lights up. One is just kind of a heavier gnome.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole point is he's supposed to be on the ground. Then I have these two presents. But they're not like real life presents. They're decorations.
Okay.
This morning, while eating breakfast and I get up from the table, I have noticed that he has taken one gnome from the kitchen and traveled it to the bedroom. And you know how far of a travel that is, because that has to go from the kitchen through the living room, then to the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Then he had taken also one of the presents and put that underneath the Christmas tree, which, mad respect, thank you very
Honestly,
much.
Honestly, kind of cute.
Kind of adorable. But he's just terrorizing everything. That's not what you're supposed to be doing. Just play with your toys.
I'm guessing all of these items also are like twice his size.
Yes.
He's a tiny little dog.
Yes.
So.
And so then I turned to Neighbor Man. I'm like, what is happening? Oh my God. And he goes, this is not going very
mm-hmm.
well.
Well, I hate to put the blame on you, but I am going to Uno reverse.
I know.
For putting stuff on the floor.
Yes. Okay, what is this? You sound like Neighbor Man.
I'm sorry.
You literally, that's exactly what he said
to
me. He goes, it's your fault for putting decorations on the floor.
It is. I would love to put stuff on my floor, but I have chosen not to because I know my cats will do with it whatever they choose.
Okay, I'm going to grab the microphone and get a little sassy with you. Yes, I understand the things on the floor he's going to get, but there are things on the entertainment center that he has jumped up and grabbed it and tore it down.
Mm.
My gnomes. My freaking gnomes. And you know how I feel about my gnomes.
Well, I can't,
it's fine. I can't get mad because he's a beautiful little puppy.
He's adorable. And I haven't seen your place since you've decorated it.
Oh,
so
God, it's bad.
Well, clearly it is. If your dog's wanting to redecorate, maybe you did a bad job.
Let's
time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
We've all done it before. Got out the game of Monopoly and thought, oh, this will be a fun game night for the family.
Mm-hmm. And then fast forward, everybody's yelling, screaming.
You cheated.
Crying.
Ah, oh, I gotta pay that much because you've got a hotel? It's stupid.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I quit.
We've only been playing for 1 hour. You can't quit. It's not real.
Yes, it is.
Get over it. You're being a big baby for nothing.
I can't.
Yeah. Wow, God, that sounded like just my family last night.
It's been a while since I've played it, so it's all coming back to me.
God, let's not talk about the amount of Monopoly games I do own. I own Monopoly Longest Game Ever, Monopoly Shortest Game Ever, Monopoly Hallmark, regular Monopoly, Monopoly Millennials. You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
I didn't know there was this many different versions.
Oh, I have them all.
Of the game. Okay, good to know.
And that is why I knew today was National Monopoly Day.
Of course you did.
Like a religious holiday for me.
I'm sure. Are you going to play it tonight?
Ooh. I would love to. I currently have the longest game ever. Me and Abraham are playing that. Mm-hmm. But we had to stop. Mm-hmm. So we wrote it down on our phone so we can redo it again.
Cool.
Don't judge us.
All right.
Well, today is National Monopoly Day. Do that information as you like. If you'd like to have a fight tonight, play the game.
Best of luck.
But the game, the trivia game tonight, or the trivia question tonight is, what is the longest Monopoly game played ever on record? Like the time,
the amount of time. Mm-hmm. Oh God, these could last forever. Mm-hmm. It feels like mm-hmm. You could text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
What is the longest Monopoly game played ever on record? We're looking for the time.
It's gonna be insane. Well, oh, also, okay, besides your text, if you want to include, this is just for funsies because I'm nosy.
Where's she going with this?
What little, like,
yeah,
statue.
Token.
I like the boot. I'm always the boot.
Really? But, I'm the dog.
Oh, of course. Yes. Okay, well, text in your guess, and then if you want, you can text in your choice of game little statue thingy.
Because we'll talk about that, too.
Yeah, we will. You can text it to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on
C102.9. I was telling Taylor, did you know there's over 300 versions of Monopoly?
No, and I didn't know that.
You're welcome.
I shouldn't be surprised. I'm sure there's, like, a Barbie version, and, like...
Yeah.
Every single
Pokemon,
Marvel. Oh my God!
Yep.
Now I want
Bob's Burgers. I think there's a Bob's Burgers one.
I want a cool new version.
I know they have a game. Bob's Burgers has a game, and I can't remember if it's Monopoly or if it's something else. Don't ask. I know a lot. I know that I personally have a lot of them. I haven't gotten to play the Hallmark one yet.
That's surprising.
I know. I have a Hallmark one. I'm just waiting for the right moment.
Christmas season
to pull it out. And to ask Neighbor Man, okay. Can we play the Hallmark one?
I bet he can't wait for that moment. I'm sure.
Well, we watch a Hallmark movie.
Ooh.
I got to just find the right moment.
Okay.
I haven't had the moment yet. Just
can't wait to hear about it.
Well, today is National Monopoly Day. You're welcome. And tonight's trivia question, what's the record of the longest Monopoly game ever played? You might think you have it. Your family did it. It's not it. Guaranteed.
Oh, maybe they were a part of it.
Okay, if you played for 5 hours, that's not it.
Okay, no, that's fair. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029, but so far, Rick said 30 days.
Jeez Louise. Yeah, I hope you went up and got to the bathroom.
Well, yeah. I don't think 30 days straight. Right? You got to take a sleep in between.
That's true.
Maybe. I guess. I don't know.
It's a little ridiculous.
It'd be crazy.
3910 said 24 hours straight. Again, did you go to the bathroom? Did you eat?
Well, I'm sure. But
did,
like,
you go potty?
You pulled an all-nighter playing the Monopoly. That would be kind of fun, actually. It would get really hostile.
Hold up. Can we do it those girls in the afternoon?
No.
24-hour Monopoly. I'll bring my Hallmark one. Okay.
The amount of cranky I would be, not
she
only just from playing Monopoly, because I do get competitive, but then no sleep on top of that. Ugly. It'll get real ugly on my end.
If you like that idea, let me know in the text line.
Okay.
Well, Taylor hates the idea.
5828 said 150 days.
Jeez Louise.
I don't know if this counts for anything. I had a class in high school, and I am misremembering what one it was exactly. Something along the lines of like finance or money.
And y'all
money.
Played Monopoly?
We played Monopoly in class every day for like however long I was in that class. Yeah.
Why?
To like teach us about money or something.
And going to jail?
Owning property and stuff.
And going to jail?
Playing taxes.
And going to jail?
I guess.
That's cool. What teacher was then?
Mr. Huseman. Shout out. He was my favorite.
Still teaching Monopoly to this day.
I wonder if he is. And you know what?
I'll bring the Hallmark one.
Mr. Huseman, I hate to inform you, I am very irresponsible. So I don't know if I learned anything.
You thought you were teaching young children very well, but in fact...
What did I learn?
But you know what? If you were teaching them with the Hallmark one, it would have been different.
I probably would have been married with kids by now. Probably not.
I'll bring the Hallmark one to the class one day. We'll just see what kind of difference we will for the kids in their lives.
Yeah, and where they end up afterwards. Oh, my God.
What's the record for the longest Monopoly game ever played?
You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029. The answer is coming up in less than 3 minutes.
I am still down for those girls in the afternoon. Longest Monopoly game ever day. I don't know. Just you let me know when. She hates it. Yeah. One day?
Yeah, I'll send you
24 hours.
I'll send you an email about it.
No, you won't.
You're right.
Your email's closed over there. I can see it.
It is. It's been closed all day.
Happy National Monopoly Day. Celebrated every year on November 19th. So mark it on your calendar for next year.
All right. I mean, there's still time to go home and play it.
Yeah. You want to play it now?
No.
Okay. Tomorrow? Okay.
There's no such thing as a quick Monopoly game.
No. Well, I have the shortest game ever. So you get it done in like 5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, I'll bring it in tomorrow.
You actually get it done in 5 minutes?
Yeah.
How is that even possible?
There's a timer. I'll bring it in.
I don't know if I like that.
Okay, she doesn't like that. Got it. What's the record for the long... We're talking about the longest, not the shortest, though.
Mm-hmm.
What's the record for the longest Monopoly game ever played? What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
The longest Monopoly game ever played was 70 days. That is far too long for Taylor. Here's what happened.
That's forever.
This happened in 2008. There's a group of people who gathered worldwide to attempt to set a record for playing it simultaneously. This took place in 22 cities with 500 people in London.
Okay, so technically it wasn't just like one board going on for 70 days.
Well, I'm seeing pictures of there was like a group right here.
I thought you said worldwide.
Worldwide in 22 cities, 500 people in London.
Oh.
So those people could have been put together.
70 days.
I would have been like, after the second day, I'm bored.
Well, yeah, as soon as somebody claims all the, like, boardwalks and stuff, I'm rage quitting.
What's the point? After all the hotels are taken, what's the freaking point
I'm
after that?
I'm moving out.
And also, I'm still stuck with the dog. At that point, I want to be a different token. I'm sorry.
Oh, you can't do that.
Well, I love being the dog, but at that point, I want to move on. I want to be a different token now. I don't want to be the same token after 70 days.
No, I'll stick with my boot for all 70 days.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.